WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Three more of the 10 inmates who escaped from jail in New Orleans a week and a half ago have been captured. WWL-TV's Lily Cummings.
That leaves two inmates on the run, Antoine Massey and Derek Groves. They are considered the ringleaders of this historic jailbreak.
The inmates ripped a toilet from the wall of a cell and got out through the hole created behind it. Police in Liverpool, England, ruling out terrorism after a driver plowed a minivan into a victory parade honoring the team that won the country's Premier League soccer championship. Dozens were injured. Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
The whole country stands with Liverpool.
Billie Eilish, the big winner at last night's American Music Awards on CBS. She won all seven prizes she was nominated for and accepted via video.
I am just so lucky to get to do what I do and to do it with you. I love you all so much. Thank you, guys.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Carbon monoxide can put your family at risk, even in the summer. Lisa Hale tells us more.
Dr. Benjamin Orozco is an emergency physician at Amplify by Gunderson Health and a medical toxicologist with the Minnesota Poison Control. He says while many people know of the things to look out for in the fall, in the spring and summer, there are also things to be aware of.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poison.
He says bringing a carbon monoxide detector with you on vacation is a good idea.
When you're in VRBOs, Airbnbs, or vacation rentals, sometimes the owners aren't on top of changing those smoke alarms. I can say that I've seen it in my professional life as well as through personal connection where there have been poisonings of families who are in vacation rentals. So I actually travel with a small carbon monoxide detector to keep my family safe.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for good reason.
The gas itself is colorless, odorless. You don't smell it or necessarily are aware you're being exposed. Sometimes when it's mixed with exhaust from other engines and things, you can smell all of that. But carbon monoxide itself, you may not actually get a warning. And that's why the detector is important.
If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, your first priority is to leave the area and get fresh air immediately. Then call 911 or go to the emergency room and explain your symptoms.
Headaches. Nausea, confusion are very common symptoms when exposed to carbon monoxide. And a big tip for that is the whole family kind of gets it at the same time. Pets sometimes will be overcome by it. And unfortunately, carbon monoxide is one of those things where children and the smaller bodies are the most susceptible to it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Brewers host the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game two of the three-game series tonight at AmFam Field between the Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Jackson Churio got things started early yesterday for the crew. First pitch in the bottom of the first. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Swing and a drive! Deep left center! And a hit!
The Brewers went on to win 3-2. Did Churio's leadoff homer set the tone? Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it always sets a tone when you come out ready and the first hitter that you have kind of makes a statement.
Closer Trevor McGill got out of a jam in the ninth to get the save in front of a sellout crowd of over 40,000 fans. Did that help?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that. So, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed pitching here in Milwaukee, and thank you for the fans for coming out.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with a shower or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 67 for a high today with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Scattered showers tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers 64 by Thursday. A little more sunshine with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
And good morning. It is 7:06. Nice to have you here up north on this Tuesday morning, May 27th. Hope everybody had a really nice holiday weekend. Greg Bach is in Radio Park. Parker Olson is in Madison. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot is here as well. Coming up in just a bit, author Laura Bird will be joining us, and we'll talk about summer reads. What are going to be the hot new books this summer that you might want to consider picking up? What's the best way to go about picking up those books? And what's the best way to go about learning what's coming up next in the world of literature and book publishing? So we'll look forward to talking to Laura coming up at about 7:30 for that. A very busy day on the comment section today, and so I want to hit the I'm going to go a bit out of order here because I want to hit some safety matters first. Robin Tigerton says there were a lot of UTVs, ATVs, and Jeeps out and about, also a lot of campers. And from Cassandra, in talking about the last segment where there was, you know, jet ski fatalities, drownings, driving fatalities, Cassandra writes, yes, please wear your helmets. Get off the phone while driving. Don't be crazy. I've been getting help texts all week because we're so busy in the ICU, which, again, we see that in summertime anyway, but you can do your part to reduce that and to be safe and to be careful out there, especially when the weather is as glorious as it was over the weekend here. Not so much today and tomorrow, Brittany, but then it appears to be a really big warm-up coming up later on, but we got to get through these first couple of not-so-great days first.
Yes, we sure do. I think this weekend was absolutely perfect, crisp, beautiful. I mean, we did have the 10th coolest Memorial Day weekend, 3-day stretch that we've had. So, I mean, it was crisp out there. We usually see a lot of rain showers too, but it was nice to see those dry conditions. And now we've got the system lifting from the south. It's actually headed off to the northeast, but it is still going to swing some chances of showers our way. So we've already got the cloud cover from it. We're going to stay mostly cloudy today, even through tomorrow as well. Some light sprinkles are possible this afternoon, and then some spotty showers, especially far northwest this afternoon and evening. And then those spotty shower chances continue through the day tomorrow too. Very light, on and off, maybe a quarter of an inch from La Crosse to Milwaukee and south. Further up north, you have less chances of that. But high temperatures today in those upper 60s to scraping the low 70s. That's today and tomorrow. And then we're going to be hitting into the 80-degree temperatures as soon as Friday. We kind of cool off for the weekend, but we go right back to those 80s for next week as well. So summer weather is right around the corner. We've just got 2 days to cool off still.
Okay, and some more precautions. This one from Alicia. I burned half my face on Sunday just hanging out with friends. Just half the face. So, you know, sometimes take your friend and reposition. And Cassandra, I was very dumb. I let myself get burned twice. I'm very Irish. she says here. So it was very pleasant weather. But yeah, the sunglasses, the sunscreen, all of that needs to be part of your to-do list for any given big sunny day. From Rob, good morning from Tigerton. It's cloudy and 49 degrees. It was a very beautiful weekend. I was mowing lawns, watering plants, and watering the plants that are hanging on the streetlight posts. There, that's what he meant to say. Said yesterday he had a cookout with his sister Lori and her family in Caroline. The food was good. I was stuffed and then took pictures of the sunset near Marion. I was down by the Tigerton ATV and UTV park for a walk, where he mentioned earlier the seeing all the ATVs out there. He says about his colonoscopy a couple of weeks back, no cancer issue whatsoever. So thank you, Rob, for sharing that. Okay. Says, I hope you all had a super weekend, and I wish Dr. Kristen Lyerly would run for governor. She brings passion and excitement. I wish there was more like her. We were talking in our last hour about the potential candidates for governor if Governor Evers decides not to run for a third term. One more from Rob here. On the highways, slow down. I have seen people passing in the no passing zone along Highway 45 close to head-on collisions. Yeah, I've seen a lot of that really aggressive driving out there, and there's just no reason for it. And I can't even blame Illinois. You know, there's Wisconsin plates and Minnesota plates. Everybody's got to take it down a notch out there on the roads, please.
Seriously, slow down, take a breath, right? Oh, yep. Nothing's worth the rush.
No, and especially if we have, like you said, a little bit of precipitation, slick up the roads. It's also construction season. You may come upon an area that you weren't expecting, you know, that's started with some road work. We've really made it sound like it's just wrap yourself in bubble wrap. Don't even leave the house today, kids. You know, look at Parker and Greg. They can just sit here. They got this great job. They are not, you know, in harm's way at all. Well, except from the abuse from the host and all the people that write in. But, you know, look at Parker just nods us at Parker. It's radio. You got to say amen to that, brother, or something like that.
I mean, yeah, that seems right.
I really want to hear Parker say amen to that, brother. Please say that. Please
amen
say
to that, brother.
There it is.
There it is. Alicia says, on a side note, I look like the Batman villain Two-Face.
Go to a doctor.
It is the worst sunburn to have when it's just on like one side of something, you know?
When you sunburn your ears, oh.
Mm-hmm. Too sensitive, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Or maybe this isn't for Brittany with her long hair, but the back of your neck, if you do everything, but then you forget the back of your neck and, you know, suddenly that. Yep. Now you've got itchy shirt collars for the rest of the week or whatever. So, all right. All right, everybody. Stay safe out there. Use your sunscreen. Slow down on the roads.
Happy summer.
Yep. Welcome to Nanny State Radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Thank you, Brittany. Have a very good day.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you in our next hour. And again, author Laura Bird is coming up in a bit, and we'll talk about summer reads. I wanted to share a couple of things here about what a big day it's going to be on June 14th for a couple of different reasons, however. There is, of course, it's Flag Day. It's also the birthday of the U.S. Army. And, well, it's also Donald Trump's birthday. And so he wants a military parade. And during the first term of Donald Trump, the Pentagon opposed that, said, we don't want to mix politics and the armed forces. But as reported by the New York Times, in Mr. Trump's second term, that guardrail has vanished. There will be a parade this year. And right now, the current plan calls for 28 Abrams tanks at 70 tons each. Make sure what's going to happen to the roads in Washington, D.C. 28 Stryker armored personnel carriers, more than 100 other vehicles, a World War II era B-25 bomber, 6,700 soldiers, 50 helicopters, 34 horses, 2 mules, and a dog. Again, from the New York Times. The Army estimates the cost to be up to $45 million, but could be higher because the Army has promised to fix any city streets that the parade damages, plus the cost of cleanup and police are not yet part of the estimate. Again, $45 million as we're cutting things like, you know, school lunches and health care and things like that. Well, so on June 14th, there will also be some protests. Among the protests that are being organized come upon a theme. The theme is called No More Kings. And it obviously is not that tongue-in-cheek anymore, given the way that Donald Trump talks and acts in terms of his dictatorial style. Well, there will be these local protests all around the country, and that's going to include here in Wisconsin at some communities. And what caught my eye was an article in the Lakeland Times out of Minocqua that spelled out the recent happenings of an Eagle River City Council meeting and a rather contentious discussion involving the First Amendment. The article in the Lakeland Times was written by Fred Williston, and it was all about the organizers of a No Kings rally, and they weren't looking for a permit to protest. They don't need that. The First Amendment's on their side. But local organizer Catherine Craffey and others made a request of the city to use an amplifier so that they could use, a microphone during the event. And so the rally, Craffey said, is, it's a protest linked with a national event under an organization named Indivisible, and the No Kings rally protest would go from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it will be a peaceful protest. But then came time for questions, and Alderman Jerry Burkett of Eagle Rivers immediately wanted to ask about whether the protest needed to be where they're planning it to be, Rotary Square. And he said, I have absolutely nothing against this event. I have everything against the location. Rotary Square was a lot of work with donations of time and money from a lot of people. Rotary Square was designed for people to rest and relax while other members of the family are shopping our streets and buying goods. It's got a public bathroom, nice picnic tables, well used by a lot of people. The right to free speech is appreciated, fought for. But I called a spokesperson for the Chamber of Commerce who said, please, no protests here. If there's a protest there, there's a percentage of the people that are going to leave downtown Eagle River. I called the Eagle River Revitalization Program, another spokesperson who said, we absolutely understand the right to protest, but please not during June in Eagle River when the tourists are here. The problem, Burkett said, is that 50% of this nation is one way and 50% is the other way politically. And he said he didn't think the city council should risk having 50% of the people in downtown Eagle River on that date leave town or be disgusted with Eagle River. And that's where the discussion kicked off, of course, about, protests and the right to protest and the location of the protest. And it was awfully reminiscent of the Republican convention in Milwaukee last year when there was such a push to move the protest zone away from, people, which seems to be the whole point of the protest. And again, a respectful, peaceful one, not one that is going to disrupt business, because as the local organizers noted, their customers too. And that, frankly, they pointed out that during a past event of theirs, it brought traffic into downtown Eagle River and into their shops and things like that. So is it really about the concerns of the business, or is it about the concerns of what the people are saying? Now, we have no way of knowing, but if this were going to be a pro-MAGA event, would we be hearing the same concerns from the same people about the impact on businesses and traffic? Or would it just be, there's a big military parade going on that day. It's the president's birthday. So let's all wave the flag and all take part in it. I mean, I know which way I feel the discussion would go. But again, as one of the organizers said, let me just say respectfully that the public park belongs to the public and not necessarily to the downtown businesses. So how did this all end after this very long discussion about the First Amendment? Was that the organizers said, look, if this is how you feel, we'll pull back on the request for an amplification device, but we're still showing up. Some people won't hear because there won't be a loudspeaker there, but it's still going to happen. So no city council action was needed up in Eagle River, but the entire discussion itself was a very interesting reminder that the First Amendment is for everybody, and that it is not the role of local government officials to push peaceful protest away simply because it's inconvenient. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Pop Parade.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. The time is 7:23. It is Tuesday morning, May the 27th of 2025. This is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, checking out what's happening here in central Wisconsin from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Also, you can check us out by going to youtube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel there as well. For the local segments, again, not the other segments during Pat's program, but only our local segments here on the 98.9 WXCO channel of YouTube.com. You can get the rest of the program on the Civic Media channel at YouTube.com as well. Across the way, it's our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How was the holiday weekend?
Holiday weekend was, weather-wise, it was very nice, but rehearsal-wise, it was a very long and very busy, because, you know, a Sunday was the big load-in, and we had our We had an orchestra rehearsal as well as a blocking rehearsal to figure out the spacing, adjusting to the theater.
And real then, quickly, for those folks that are not
listeners,
what you're talking about here is that coming up later this week, you're part of the cast for the Wausau Community Theater that is producing the musical Anastasia.
That's correct.
It'll be May 30th through June 1st this weekend, and then June 6th through the 8th at the UW Center for Civic Engagement, James F. Veniga Theater at UWSP at Wausau. And you are just down the stretch here. You are in your tech week. And real quickly before you continue, that tomorrow we will have your director, Brenton Canise, mm-hmm. along with members of the cast joining us to talk a little bit more about this production as well.
It'd be great to have them on the show.
Yeah, so it's obviously a very exciting, probably a little bit of a stressful time as well.
Oh, yeah. In a theater, a tech week is probably the toughest week of rehearsals leading up to showtime for any actor, because you're adding all the additional elements, and sometimes you have to stop again and start again, and you got to be patient, because, you know, when everything comes into play, the whole show itself, then you have the technical elements, working with the orchestra as well. It is a challenge, but in the end, it's a lot of fun and very worth it.
So
we're working hard, and we got to focus ahead for the next a couple of days leading up to Friday. We can do it.
Absolutely. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow morning with the members of the cast and the crew of Anastasia, again, coming up this weekend and next weekend at UWSP at Wausau with the Wausau Community Theater.
Yep.
Did not mention that right now the temperature is 55 degrees here in downtown Wausau. The clouds are covered, the sky, so not a bad start. Temperature warming up. In fact, we'll get warmer still as we get later into the week today and tomorrow, still in the upper 60s with a chance of rain. Not a great chance, but a chance of rain. And then things will dry out and warm up starting on Thursday, and then going right through the weekend. We'll have more details on that as we continue. Also, coming up later today, we have a high school softball playoff twin bill. As in the aftermath of the holiday weekend, we get into the first big day of the spring high school sports season in terms of high school softball. Both myself and Tom Weaver will have games today here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I will be catching the bus later this morning, heading up to Superior with the Wausau West softball team, a Division I regional semifinal. The Warriors, the number 11 seed in their sectional bracket, travel to number 6 seeded Superior. Again, it'll be a long trip there, a long trip back, so hopefully it'll be a happy trip back. But the Warriors taking on the Superior Spartans. Coverage will begin with the pregame show at 4:50 and the first pitch at 5 p.m. Again, that will be live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And then Tom Weaver will also have a game today, as he will have a shorter trip. He'll be heading over to Marathon, as the Marathon high school softball team will play host to the Edgar Wildcats. That will be in a Division IV regional semifinal. That game can be heard live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM. Again, that's the Sports 2 stream, WXCO.FM, and also on the Civic Media app. If you go to the Civic Media app, open up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, and then you'll see the primary stream, Sports 2, and Sports 3. And I will be on the primary stream today. Tom will be on Sports 2. So you would just click on Sports 2, hit play, and then at 4:50, hear Tom Weaver with all the exciting play-by-play of Marathon against Edgar. That game will also air on a tape delay basis following our coverage of Wausau West at Superior today as well. So again, it is a high school softball twin bill as we get into the playoffs starting today right here on 98.9 WXCO. And why do we do this? Why do I get on a bus and go nearly 4 hours to Superior and then back, and then be back with you tomorrow morning?
It's because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Absolutely. We'll be back in just over 20 minutes. Coming up next, we will have our information update and then send it back to Lake Wissota and Pat Kreitlow. It's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Production Agriculture continuing to be skeptical about the Make America Healthy Again Commission report. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That commission report released last Thursday. Production Agriculture says they're not buying it. What did the Secretary of Health and Human Services have to say about that? Stand by for his comments.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Robert Kennedy Jr. testified before a Senate committee hearing last week talking about his proposed commission report and what it could do to production agriculture. As he was cross-examined by Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith from Mississippi, Kennedy continued to say nothing in that commission report should cause production agriculture concerns.
You know, there's nobody that has a greater commitment to the American farmer than we do. The MAHA movement collapses if we can't partner with the American farmer in producing a safe, robust, and abundant food supply. And we understand that. I said during my campaign when I was running for president, and I have said repeatedly throughout this process, we cannot take any step that will put a single farmer in this country out of business.
Robert Kennedy Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services, the group that released the Make America Healthy Again Commission report last Thursday, particularly critical of farm chemical use. Under cross-examination, he said the assumptions the Senate committee were making were totally inaccurate. Markets are next.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Sarbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
In overnight electronic trade on a Tuesday morning, July corn's down a penny, December new crop down 2.25 at 448.5. July soybeans are up for November new crop right now, up 3.5, 1054. July wheat's down 6 at 536.5. The June class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 6 at 1940. July 18 cents stronger at 1983 a hundredweight. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with a shower or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 67 for a high today with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Scattered showers tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers 64 by Thursday. A little more sunshine with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave?
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care?
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Last week I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong, they tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back. Normally, we will have Dan Schaefer on 8:30 on Tuesdays and Melissa Baldoff 8:30 on Wednesdays. We switched them around because of vacations and other things, and so Melissa Baldoff is kind enough to be here an hour from now. We'll talk a little politics and climate and the environment, and then Dan Schaefer will join us tomorrow morning at 8:30 here across the Civic Media Radio Network. But right now, coming up on 7:36, we're going to talk to author Laura Ann Bird, because summer is coming. So are a bunch of new releases, perfectly timed for reading on the beach, kicking back in your porch swing with a cold one, whatever beverage you read best with. Laura Ann, hello, how are you?
Hello, Pat. Happy unofficial start to summer, right?
Absolutely.
I feel like Memorial Day kind of kicks us off, and here we are.
I know, it does. I have a newer hammock that I spent all of like 30 seconds in before I felt guilty about some other house chores, but at least I spent a little bit of time in there with a book. I'll talk about that one a little bit later on. But other people will spend more time in a hammock, more time on a porch swing, doing some reading, and so... For a lot of folks, they're looking forward to some of the new releases that are coming out. And we'll talk about those in just a minute. But I wanted to find out from your standpoint, how you find out about these things. How do you know what's coming down? How can you be the first on your block to read something and tell your book club all about it?
Right. That's a great question. And I get asked that a lot. Well, Laura, how do you know about what books are coming out? And I have a few great tips and resources for your listeners, and they're all free, which is great. So if you're a public library user, you go to your public library, and I think every single library carries a copy of Book Page magazine, and I'm holding up the May copy right now. It comes out every month. It's free. It's usually by the reference desk, but ask your librarian where it is. And it's all the new releases for that month, and it's got great reviews and author interviews. I read this religiously every month, Book Page. If you don't live close to a library, you can go to their website, bookpage.com, and access that same information. Also at my library, at Madison Public Library, they do a great job every quarter printing these flyers called Beyond Bestsellers. And they do one for fiction, one for nonfiction. It's just like this little thing, and it's got like all the titles that they're going to be stocking on their shelves, with like a 1 to 2 sentence description of each one. So I love these. I think each library might kind of have a different publication, so ask your librarian what's available to you. But if you are a bookstore person, as I know some people are, as always, I suggest going to your local independent shop. Go there first. All the independent bookshops will have every month a copy of Indie Next. And it's this wonderful trifold publication. Again, it's free, and it's got a list of all the hot titles as recommended by indie booksellers. If you don't live close to your, if you don't have a bookstore close to you, you can go to indiebound.org. And again, you can access that very same information right there online. But that's going to really keep you in the know about what books are coming out, what are the hot titles, what's the buzz, right? Also, I suggest if you do have an independent bookshop that you love, subscribe to their e-newsletter. I get a few e-newsletters every month, depends on the bookstore. Some come out 1 a week, information putting on their shelves. So that's pretty exciting.
Okay. So now that turns us to what exactly either you'll be reading or other people will be reading. And a lot of these, I think you note, are coming out in June. So you just got a little quick synopsis on them, but help people determine if these are things that they might want to add to their summer reading list.
Right. So I have 7 recommendations across a bunch of different genres. So based on whatever you love to read, I've got a recommendation for you. And of course, I don't actually have the books in hand yet because they are not out, but I have great little photocopies of the front covers. So we're going to start with literary fiction. That's my favorite genre, Pat. So Among Friends is a new book by Hal Ebbett, and he's a debut novelist, and this book is getting so much buzz. Early reviews are saying that he writes with hypnotic elegance and molten precision. So this is going to be a good one. This is about 2 families that have been incredibly close through the years. The husbands, the wives, their teenage daughters, they've spent all this time together, and they're gathered at a New York country house to celebrate the 52nd birthday of the host. And something is off this weekend. There's this curdling of envy and resentment, and it erupts into something terrible and really drives a wedge between these people that have loved each other so much. But it's supposed to be getting great reviews. Okay. So the next one I want to talk about, if you like speculative fiction, think sci-fi, The Unmapping by Denise S. Robbins. And this is exciting because she's actually a Wisconsin author, but this book is getting great buzz. It's an exploration of a city's descent into chaos and confusion. So it starts at 4 a.m. in New York City, and it's a silent disaster. There's no flash of light. There's no crumbling. There's no earthquake. But each person in New York wakes up on an unfamiliar block after the buildings have all switched locations overnight. The power grid is snapped. Thousands of people are missing, and the Empire State Building is now on Coney Island. And the next night, it happens all over again. So this is all about scientists rushing to find a solution, and can the New Yorkers cope? Lots of unanswered questions here, but Denise Robbins tackles themes of climate change and political unrest in her fantastic debut, The Unmapping.
I like that because even for some, I'm not a natural science fiction reader, but when you put it in something real like that, and the premise of these are very tangible things, but they're simply switching locations mysteriously. I mean, not that intrigues me very much. So I'm glad to hear about that one. What do you have in the romance category next?
Romance. This is the genre I read the least amount of, so I don't know what that says about me as a person. Perhaps I'm just cold-hearted. I don't know. No. But we have Finders Keepers by Sarah Adler. And this book looks so cute. So it's about a woman named Nina who's a professor, and she's about to move into this fabulous new apartment with her fabulous boyfriend. But then suddenly she's single, unemployed, and living with her parents. Guess who also is home? Quentin, her childhood neighbor and childhood crush. He's back in town, and he wants to resume the treasure hunt that ended their friendship almost 2 decades ago. This treasure hunt, you're probably wondering about that. There's a rumor that this wealthy businessman in town left behind riches, and it's sort of like this game for people to track down these riches. So now Nina and Quentin are older and wiser. Can they find the treasure? But more important, can they pick up where they left off and maybe create a future together?
Okay.
Who knows?
All right, let's attack some nonfiction.
Oh, I love nonfiction. This one I'm so excited about. It's called It's Only Drowning, a true story of learning to surf and the search for common ground. And this is by David Litt. So David Litt is a Yale-educated former speechwriter for President Obama, which I think is fabulous. And his existential dread blossoms as the crises in America pile up. But David notices that Matt, his brother-in-law, who's tattooed, he drives a truck, he loves Joe Rogan. His brother-in-law is super chill. So does Matt's favorite hobby, surfing, have something to do with this Zen vibe? So David decides to take up surfing himself, and he moves to the Jersey Shore and starts taking surfing lessons, even though he's terrified of sharks, and he wipes out over and over again. But he sets this goal of riding a big wave in Hawaii, and he and his brother-in-law, Matt, set out for this journey to the dangerous North Shore in Oahu. So his book, It's Only Drowning, is a laugh-out-loud love letter to surfing and unlikely friendships and embarking on adventures at any age.
Wow. We are talking to Laura Ann Bird about some of the new releases coming out for the summer. So we've covered those categories. What do we got left here? We got thrillers, mysteries. Let's do the thrillers next.
Yeah. Yeah. For the people who love to, like, have their mind messed around when they read books. These are hard for me because I get really messed up. But Lisa Jewell is a New York Times bestselling author. She's known for her thrillers. Her new thriller is coming out in June, Don't Let Him In. And it's described by early reviews as a jaw-dropping page-turner. So it's about a man named Nick who's got substance and good taste, and he's just what Nina needs in her life after her husband has died unexpectedly. But to Nina's adult daughter, Ash, Nick seems too slick, too polished, and too good to be true. So without telling her mom, Ash begins to dig into Nick's past, and what she finds is really unsettling. So the characters here are on a collision course with a shocking truth that is darker than anyone could have imagined. And the takeaway here is don't let him in.
Okay. Now we've moved on to mystery.
Mystery, Happy Wife by Meredith Lavender and Kendall Shores. So this is about a 28-year-old woman named Nora who's barely making ends meet. She's working at a country club in this super wealthy area of Florida. And then she meets a man named Will, who's an attorney. He's about 20 years older than her. And they begin this whirlwind romance and they get married, raising a ton of eyebrows, as you can imagine. But things get really crazy when Will vanishes the morning after a birthday party that Nora throws for him. So Happy Wife is a mystery that flips back and forth between Nora and Will's romance and the search for Will in the wake of his disappearance. So the authors here combine suspense and juicy social dynamics and a really unforgettable cast of characters.
All right. And one more takes us to the category, psychological suspense.
Psychological suspense. We go from a happy wife now to a happy marriage. So A.R. Torrey, the author here, poses the question, what holds a strong and loving marriage together? That's a great question. So this centers on Los Angeles homicide detective Dinah, and she's happily married to her psychiatrist husband, Joe. They seem compatible on the surface, but as it turns out, she's been keeping a secret from him and he's been keeping a secret from her. So a missing woman tied to Dinah's latest case is admitted to Joe's hospital, and the doctor-patient confidentiality lands Joe and Dinah's marriage on really shaky ground. So things get messy really fast here as all these carefully constructed lies on both sides begin to cave in with the potential to kill. So that's all I will tell you.
Wow. Okay. That is a very ambitious list. And whether you want to get one of them or all seven of them, you can get those requests in now at your local library. And thanks to you, some folks are going to get it sooner than they would have otherwise, because you'll be high up on the waiting list there. The other thing you can do is you can head over to bookshop.org as well as Libro.fm. I think I've got those two put up on screen as well here. There we go, bookshop.org and Libro.fm, or your local independent bookseller. And would you would suggest pre-ordering as being helpful as well, right, Laura?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, we had a little signal drop there by Laura. Tell you what, I'll tell you more about that, and then we'll talk to Laura when she pops back on here in just a bit. But again, bookshop.org is basically your Amazon alternative, if you will, to support independent bookstores. And Libro.fm, Libro.fm, is the equivalent of that for audiobooks, and you can go and support your local bookseller that way. And that's what I did through the bookshop.org. I don't know where my nearest local independent bookshop is. I went there and found out that there's a store in Menominee that I could patronize, and did that. And I'll talk to Laura about my latest purchase when we communicate next. Here on Mornings Across the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Pat Wrightlaw.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by going to YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO part of that site. We have the 98.9 WXCO channel at YouTube, and you can see Ian Welsh's face. You can see my face. I'm not sure you really want to, but nevertheless, if that's something that you'd be interested in, you can do that as well. It is Tuesday morning. I keep thinking I'm going to say it's Monday morning because it feels like Monday morning. But it
really does.
It was great to have that extra day off and to be able to enjoy a beautiful weekend here in North Central Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
I almost hate to bring up bad news, but earlier in the program, Pat and Greg and others and Brittany were talking about, the fact that too often there are people on the roads that are doing things they shouldn't be doing. And a story that I came across this weekend is heartbreaking. And not that I want to bring anyone down this morning, but at the same time, if it does make you think before you get behind the wheel after drinking, I think it would be worth it. Because here in North Central Wisconsin, early on Sunday morning, somebody got behind the wheel intoxicated, and now somebody is dead. And the driver, her life is never going to be the same. It was early Sunday morning in Lincoln County. A 22-year-old Irma woman is now facing a homicide by drunken driving charge. One person was left dead, another injured. The single vehicle crash was discovered just after 1:30 a.m. on Sunday morning near Big Hill Drive on Highway 107, according to a news release from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department. A deputy came upon the scene and found a vehicle that had left the roadway and struck a tree. Authorities say 26-year-old Allison M. Jones of Merrill was critically injured in the crash and later died at Aspirus Hospital in Merrill. A 24-year-old man was also injured and was treated and released from the hospital. His name has not been released. The driver, identified yesterday as Journey R. Robertson of Irma, was treated at the hospital and then taken to the Lincoln County Jail. She is being held on preliminary charges of homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle and is expected to appear in court today. Under Wisconsin law, homicide by drunken driving is a felony, punishable by up to 25 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. A minimum 5-year prison term is required upon conviction unless a judge explains in court why a shorter sentence is warranted. It's just, it's a tragedy. And the thing about it is, obviously, the people who are family members of the victim who died, and obviously the person that died, are victims. I will say as well that the driver is a victim here too. And obviously, though, I agree that consequences need to be had. But this person's 22 years old, and she is now going to be facing significant jail time. But I think even beyond that, if you're somebody that does have a conscience, somebody that does feel the idea that, and obviously I would think that the person in the vehicle is probably a friend who died. This person, now 22 years old, is going to have to live with this for the rest of her life. But as Pat and others on this program earlier today were talking about, and I've noticed this as well. I obviously drive a lot in terms of traveling to different events to cover, sporting events. Right. You see a lot of people that just do stupid things in order to gain a minute, or even less than a minute. You see people that, they're in such a hurry. And ultimately, how much time do you gain?
A few seconds.
A few seconds.
It's really not that big a difference.
Right. And then, of course, that is just general driving that is dangerous.
It is.
And then you add the alcohol aspect. And
it makes it 10 times worse.
And frankly, I mean, if you look at some of the numbers, we have made strides when it comes to not drinking and driving as much in the state of Wisconsin that there used to be. I mean, you go back to the 1970s and you look at the stats for drinking and driving and the number of people that would be killed in a drinking and driving incident. I mean, it's mind-blowing. So it's much better. I mean, we do have a bigger focus on it. But even to this day, a holiday weekend, and people go out and they have, a couple of drinks and they enjoy some time with friends and family and the like. But nowadays, there's no excuse. I mean, you have taverns and other facilities that serve alcohol. They have the programs that have people driven home. Nowadays, with the Ubers and the taxis and everything else out there, maybe you don't want to pay for it, but in the end, the price is so much higher in a situation like this. So, again, if you could think about this, and again, I've said it just a few moments ago, the record is getting better, but one is too many.
Absolutely.
Not just the death of the 26-year-old, but also now this 22-year-old who faces a life that is so much different than the one that she faced when last work week ended on Friday.
Yeah.
So, again, think about it. Think about it. There are always options besides getting behind the wheel of your vehicle drunk.
Mm-hmm.
There's many options now. There are more options now than there ever have been before. So think about that before you make a mistake that you'll have to either live with or die with forever.
Please.
Coming up in the second hour, we will have our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
I got to figure out what our number for the day is going to be, and then I'll share the topic with you in the next segment.
Today's going to be interesting because I want to get a four chances.
I know, so
this
the bar is higher because,
yes,
I mean, frankly, the percentages, it doesn't help you at all. It makes it harder.
Two out of four is 50.
I know. So it's like, you got a big hill to climb. So we'll start that off coming up at the end of the next hour. We have an information update and then more with Pat Kreitlow coming up next. We'll be back in just over 20 minutes. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A heads up, after people jammed in at the airports over the past few days, CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at Phoenix Sky Harbor.
When we look at air travel, it is usually a good barometer for what the summer may hold. Thursday and Friday were two of the five busiest days at airport checkpoints ever. Nearly 6 million people screened just those 2 days alone.
Police in Philadelphia are looking for a motive and suspects in a deadly shooting at Fairmount Park last night. Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
As a result of that gunfire, we have 11 shooting victims. Of those 11, eight of them are adults. Two of those individuals, a male and a female, have been pronounced.
In the UK, German YouTuber Tom Kopke won the Gloucestershire cheese roll for the second year in a row. Byron Smith victorious in the third race down one of England's steepest hills.
Oh, it feels great. I did this last year and I came second.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah.